This is the brief on the shifting AI regulatory frontier. With major vendors and feds gridlocked, the real rules are being written by angry customers, strict states, and practical agencies, flipping the power dynamic from creators to consumers. First, 13 days ago, a Commerce Department directive pulled Anthropic's Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models. Anthropic stayed silent, launching Claude Tag. But a San Jose customer, Legion Legal Tech, relying on Canadian developers, sued President Trump and Commerce Secretary Lutnick, arguing no export actually happened. House members gave Commerce until tomorrow, June 26th, to explain this authority. It's like a landlord changing the locks, and instead of the owner fighting back, the tenant simply kicks the door down. Second, states are filling the federal void. Agencies are frozen. The health-focused FDA is 44 days without a commissioner, the consumer-protecting FTC silent for 286 days on chatbots, and the Senate Guard Act is stalled. So Hawaii Governor Josh Green has 5 days to veto SB 3001, a fierce bill with uncapped damages and dual agency enforcement. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, 5 chatbots were just caught inventing fake medical licenses. When the federal doors stay completely closed, do states just become the de facto Supreme Court for AI by default? Finally, the Department of Veterans Affairs just scaled their VA Ambient AI Scribe program from 10 to over 130 medical centers. Using a clinician-in-the-loop design, AI drafts notes, but licensed providers review them. With required veteran consent, doctors save 15 to 30 minutes an appointment. People constantly worry about AI replacing human jobs, but the VA proves the absolute winning formula is treating AI as an assistant, not an autonomous employee. The rules of AI aren't waiting for the federal government to catch up. They're being forged in courtrooms, statehouses, and clinics right now.